Tvachim Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. We learned before, in the last perek, over and over again, that all of Kodesh Kodashim, Shkitoson, Bitzofen. Over here, the Mishnah has a machlokes, as Pirush in the Mishnah before, what's called Sofen? Kodesh Kodashim, Sheshachton, Bireish HaMizbeach. The Shkita was on the Mizbeach, that means on the top of the Mizbeach. Could also be, it doesn't have to be standing on the Azor, even though it's Zalocha that a person, that a Ovid has to be standing on the Ritzpas or Azor. So, Shteto HaChidish, that standing on the Mizbech would also be considered standing in the Azor. Shaila is, till where is the Tzofen part? Rabbi Yossi Amar Kila Nishchatu B'Tzofen. Rabbi Yossi says that the top of the Mizbech Kuloi has din of Tzofen, even the only part of it is Tzofen. Part of the Mizbeach, L'chay, is already on the Dorim, part of the Azara. Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, I'm a mechatziah Mizbeach L'tzofen K'tzofen. L'chay, geographically, the top of the Mizbeach is, taka, the Tzofen side is, mechatziah Mizbeach L'dorim K'dorim. And then, the only part that's Tzofen is the part of the top of the Mizbeach, which is taka in the Tzofen, not the whole Rosh HaMizbeach, but only the Tzofen part is Tzofen. The Makar is a Pasuk in Pashas Re'ei. The Pasuk says, V'zavachta olov etzoy l'secha v'eshlomecha. So it says, V'zavachta olov, it's talking about the Mizbech, on it. Kulei kosher lo'olov v'kulei kosher l'shlom. V'zavachta v'eshlomecha. V'eistos. That's all kosher, even though you need tzofen by kosher kadoshim. So that being said, the Gemara says that the reason why it's not muchrach, and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda argues, is because the Pasuk could be saying that you could shecht al roish hamizbeach that's considered a makom shchita. I the teres is a lesecha v'shlamecha. Yeah, only the chatzim mizbeach v'lat zofen. So why would the teres have to say shlamecha if it's kosher for oil? Then for sure it's kosher for shlam. So that the Gemara says that the Rabbi Yisrael held that the pasuk has to say it is because there would be a havamina that oila maybe sometimes is too crowded. On the Azor, there isn't enough place, and maybe then the Avodah could be done by Rosh HaMizbeach. But the Kav Mishlam, since you have the whole Azor to do the Avodah, because there's no limitation of Tzofen, so Mamela, maybe the Torah was makbid that by Rosh HaMizbeach can't be done at all. Gamash Malon, that can be done by Rosh HaMizbeach. But where? Shlam in the whole Mizbeach, because the whole Azor, and the Oilo attack only on the Tzvoin Mizbeach Ulamal. Here the Mishnah is Moisif, a very basic one of the Dinei Kachim that we didn't have Bechlau, the Peg Hezum Mekoyman. What's the Din of a Korban Mincha? Menochas Hoyu Nikmotzes, the Kmitza of Mincha, which we've said earlier. This the same way there's four Chalokim of Seyed Avayin Saddam, Shkita Kabbalah Heloch Zrika, by a Behema. By a Korban Mincha, what takes the place of the Shkita is the Kmitza. That's what starts the process of the Avayda of the Mincha. So menochas hoy nikmotzos b'chol mokoyim ba'azor. There's no din of tzofen. The Torah doesn't say al yerech hamizbech tzofen ulfnei Hashem. So over here also nikmotzos b'chol mokoyim ba'azor v'nechol lefnim min hakloim. Even though there's a Mishnah in all over the Kachem never says min hakloim. We mentioned in Perkeis and Mokoyim that over there the nusach is the min hatoridik and nusach of the Mishkan. Over here, the Mishnah is written as a hosofa on Perkeis, and really uses the same lashon. V'nechol lefnim min hakloim. V'zichre kohuna, dafka v'zichre kohuna, because it's kotcha kadoshim akab mincha, it has to be eaten by Azor, v'chol maichol yom v'layla, ad chatzos. Mishnah Beis also is dinim that are not mentioned in Perkeis and Mokoyim. Chatas ha'oifo yisanesis al-keren dremis marovis. So now we're going to tuzachayin in the Seder HaKrova of Korbanos HaOif. The Korbanos HaOif also do not have Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika, even though in Chulin one shechts an oif. Chickens are shechted the same way cows are. But in the Korbanos that are brought from Torah B'nei Yonah, from birds, the Seder HaAvoida was also three pe'ulois. There's Malika, which is the way the Korbanos HaOif are nishkat. Is from the back of the neck with the finger of the Oyrif Ha'oif with the finger. Hazor and Mitzui. The Hazor is waved with force. The Oif the neck of the oif to get out the dam on the side of the mizbech. We'll see how and we'll see where on the mizbech. Mitzui is to take the oif and to press the mokim malika against the mizbech so that the shiori adam are squeezed out. Mitzui means to be squeezed out on the mizbech, and they go down the side of the mizbech, down to the yisoid. Saying over what the makor of this din in chatas oif will make clear, by the way, to answer kasha, why is in Mishnah Aleph discussed Korban Mincha and Mishnah Beis discuss the Korbanos oif? It would make more sense to go from Korbanos domim of a behemoth to an oif should be first, and then Mincha, which is so dissimilar that there's no avodah zarah, only a Mishnah Beis. The answer is because the din of chatas oif is actually learnt out of a din of Korban Mincha. We find by Korban Oil of Yer that a mincha and an oif are similar in the fact that both of them are to be brought by an oni. A Korban Oil of Yer, which is a korban that has a sliding scale, certain types of choytim bring a Korban Oil of Yer, not a regular korban chatos. An osher brings a behema, a person who's an oni brings an oif, and a dalei dalem, a person who's mamish an oni, brings a korban mincha. So we see that a mincha and a oif are sort of interchangeable. Both of them are korbanos of dal. That being said, there are certain dinim, the Gemara says, that we can learn out one from the other. One of the dinim that we learn out is the location of what's called later on in the Mishnah Hagoshos, which is before the beginning of the Seida Hakmitza of a korban mincha. The halacha is, the Torah says that, this is in Pashas Tzav, Hakriv Oysa Bnei Aaron Lefnei Hashem El Pnei HaMizbeach. A mincha is brought El Pnei HaMizbeach. The Gemara says that Pnei HaMizbeach refers to the Tzad HaDoroim, which is the chelek of the of going up on the Mizbeach. That's called Pnei HaMizbeach. On the other hand, the Pasuk says Hakriv Oysa Bnei Aaron Lefnei Hashem. Lefnei Hashem means Doroim. So is the place of the Korban Mincha to be brought, the Hakrova, the Hagosha of the Korban Mincha Lefnei Hashem, or El Pnei HaMizbeach? And the answer is a combination of both. Marovis Dremis. So there's the Keren Marovis Dremis, that's called Lefnei Hashem El Pnei HaMizbeach. Now, Bechatos Oif, the Lashon of the Pasuk in Pashas Vayikros, V'hizo Midam Achatos Al Kei HaMizbeach, this is Hazor and Mitzui of a Korban Oif. However, the Torah says that the Mokim of the Vehizo is Al Kir HaMizbech, which side of the Mizbech, and which side of the Yisoid HaMizbech. So Heyois, we compare Chatas Oif with Korban Mincha, so we learn out that the Kir HaMizbech over here will be Marovis Dremis as well. And that's the Makor, the Chatas Oif, Nasus Al Keren Dremis Marovis. This is the way the Avodah is done. So the Mishnah of Fiyaz Oif, B'chol Mokom Oisek Sher, this thing is not B'diavid, El Zehoi Mokomo. This is the Lechetchila. This is not a classic Lechetchila B'diavid. We pointed out that in the Perikaz and Mokomo, you don't generally have Dinim Deraisa, a Lechetchila B'diavid. What it means is that the chelik which is done on the Mizbech, which is the Mitzvah V'Hazor, that's Taka Al Keren Dremis Marovis, that's its Mokom. The Malika does not have to be done there. It just should be done samach v'nir to the Mokom Hazor Mitzui. So the whole Avodah is done over there, but the Malika is b'chol Mokom Hazor Kshere, that's for sure, that the whole, that Mokom is not Makav L'Gabi the Malika. So that's why the Mishnah says that be'etzim b'chol Mokom Hazor Kshere, but this is the Mokom of Korban Chatas Oiv Zehoi Mekoyma. Ushloisha dvarim hoisa oisa keren mishameshes milamaton ushloisha milamal. This mokim, which is unique because it's defined el pnei hamizbeach, and it's also lefnei Hashem. Marovis dreimis has three dinim that are on that side, that keren, but milamato and milamalo. When we started the Mishnah, we read al keren dreimis marovis. Where is that? That's milamato. It's interesting, the simin hayadua, to remember the difference between the mokoim for zrikas hadam of chatos and oilo by a behemah as opposed to chatos and oif by Karbonis Oivka is like this. By regular Karbonis, by Karbonis of a Behemo, the Oilo is Lamalo. And the way to remember that is Oilo with an ayin, Lamalo is with an ayin, Lama'alo, as opposed to Chatos with a test, Lamato. So the ayin, the test, the test. My Karbonis Oif is Fakir. Chatos Oif is Milamalo. Oilas Oif is Milamalo. Chatos Oif has to be the same place as a Karbon Mincha. The Karbon Mincha is not put on the top of the Mizbeach, it's brought Al Yisoy the Mizbeach. So the first din milamaton of the Keren Dreimis Marovis milamaton is Chatos Oif. Hagoshes of a Karbon Mincha, which is actually the source of the Chatos Oif. That's where we learned it, like we just said. Ushiori Adom, this is the place of Shiori Adom. Shiori Adom is all Chatois that are brought where the Avodas Adam is really to put a Matan Etzba on each of the four corners on top. After that chelik of the dam is done, the rest of the dam in the kli becomes shiori dam, which we've spoken out a bunch of times. That din makes the shiori adam is nishbach al yisoy dam isbeach. Where yisoy dam isbeach al tzad keren marov is dreimis, on the yisoy of marov is dreimis, with one small difference: the dam chatos oif and the Hagoshas Mincha, the Mokim of the Mitzvah and Hazo of the Chatos, and the Hagoshas Mincha, is not on the side, on the floor. It's on the whole Chelek Michut HaSikru Lamato of the Tzad Marov's Dreimis. Masha'enkin, the Shvicha Shraim, or Yisoid the Mizbeach, that's clearly on the floor. That's what the Yisoid means. Yisoid is Mamish on the Azor, the very bottom of the Mizbeach that touches the Azor, the Ritzpasu Azor. So those are the three dinim that are lamato on Tzad Marov is Dreimis. The other three, which are lamalo, milamalo, nisuch hamayim v'hayayin. Nisuch hamayim v'hayayin is every korban has, for instance, let's say every korban oilo, every korban shlomim, comes together with nisochim, the normal nisochim year round, both of the korban tomid and of private korbanos is always nisuch hayayin. And we say always in the Musaf, when we say the Korban in the Musaf, we say Niskem, Chatziayin, etc., Lefi the different Korban. The one exception is on Sukkis, where the Korbanis HaChag famously are the Nischamayim, that's the source of the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. Al Korbanim, the Nischamayim Vayayin is done Lamala on top of the Mizbeach. The Koyin is there, and he pours it from a Safal, from a Kli. I'm sorry, not from a kli. The safal is attached to the mizbeach, and he pours it into the safal. There was one safal for yayin and one for mayim. Those nesochim go down inside the kli, and they touch the gag hamizbeach. They go down inside the mizbeach, and they go down to shitin, which is underneath in the ground, underneath the mizbeach. This is where this is discussed by Richus is the Mefarshim in Sukkah. The Rabbi also brings a Bektzor. The third din over here is Va'oila Sa'oif Kishi Rabba B'Mizrach Oila Sa'oif. If there were many Oila Sa'oifs, so then it could be brought also the Keren Dreimis Mizrachis. The real Mokom Lechatchila of the Avodas Oila Sa'oif was on the side of the Mizbeach, which was Dreimis Mizrachis. The reason for this is because part of the Oila Sa'if that's in Parshas Vayikra, part of it is everything was put on the Mizbech except for the Muro V'Noitzoso. Muro is part of the inside Zefek of the Oif together with the Noitzo. It's put Bebeis HaDoshim. We'll see him in Tzashem Mishneh Hay. So that is that wasn't put on the Mizbech. That was put on the Ritzpah Soazora, where that's where the ashes of the Mizbeach and the Menorah was put. That's the Mokum Trumas HaDeshen. That Mokum is on the Mizrach of the Kevesh. The Kevesh is on the Dorim side, on the Dorim side of the Mizbeach. And it's put over there on the side HaMizrach. So that's Mizrach's Dorimis. Since that's the Mokum of that Avodah, that's where the Ilah Sa'if was done. Dorimis Marachis. But if there was Rabba B'Mizrach, so then it was done by Dreimis Marovis. By that Mokum was not Ma'akiv. The avoidance of Elusoif, like we said, is lamala mechuta sikra, not lamata mechuta sikra. This is a roundup of the dinim that were miyuchid for droimis, the side of the mizbeach, which is droimis marabis.